someone has asked me to repeat that story of the Chinese farmer and his horse. Do you remember it? Not all of you do. There was a Chinese farmer who had a horse, one horse, and the horse ran away. And here he was without a horse. And the neighbors came to him because they were friendly, kindly neighbors, and they said, "Oh, what a pity. How sad. We're so sorry for you." They said, "That's too bad." And he said, "Is it? That's all, is it?" And then, pretty soon, that horse came back. And he brought back with him two wild horses. And so the neighbors came and said, "Oh, isn't that wonderful? Why, you've got three horses now, where you only had one." And he said, "Is it? Is it?" See what he was doing? He was not reacting to the good or to the bad. Then pretty soon, his son decided that he would tame one of the wild horses. So he got on the wild horse and rode away, and the horse threw him and he broke his leg. Then all the neighbors came and said, "Oh, isn't that too bad? How sad that that should happen to you." And he said, "Is it? Is it?" Soon this army came along to conscript all the able-bodied men and put them in the army. And here was his son with a broken leg. And this time, I'm afraid, he did react. He said, "That's good." So a broken leg looks so bad, but is it? No. In other words, is any appearance good or bad? Isn't that the point? Is anything out here in the realm of effect good or bad? Look at your life and think of the things that you thought were bad and how sometimes they were the greatest blessing that you ever had. That was my experience.